FIFA World Cup 2026 just flipped from qualifying chaos to execution mode. The 48-team field is locked, TV plans are set, and host cities are racing to turn matchdays into momentum. I'm Alex, and this is World Cup 2026 Pulse.
I'm Jordan. The last six spots were decided March 31st and April 1st, and now everything from group paths to flight plans matters. Start with who got in and what the opener slate looks like.
Europe's playoffs sent Czechia, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Sweden and Turkey through. Intercontinental finals added DR Congo and Iraq. That seals the split. UEFA 16, CAF 10, AFC 9, CONMEBOL 6, CONCACAF 6, OFC 1. Openers. Mexico versus South Africa on June 11th at Estadio Azteca. The US starts June 12th versus Paraguay at SoFi. Canada opens June 12th versus Bosnia and Herzegovina in Toronto.
Which groups actually shifted with those late arrivals?
Group D tightened for the US. Turkey joined Australia and Paraguay. Group K is a stylistic mix. Portugal with Colombia, DR Congo, and debutant Uzbekistan. And Mexico's Group A, South Africa, South Korea, Czechia, looks challenging but navigable compared with the US gauntlet.
Give us the underdog threads fans might miss.
Curaçao qualified earlier and is the smallest nation by population to reach a World Cup. They're in Group E with Germany, Ivory Coast, and Ecuador. Uzbekistan are first-time qualifiers, set to face Portugal in Houston and play at the Azteca against Colombia. DR Congo returns for the first time since 1974. And Iraq are back for the first time since 1986. They secured the very last ticket.
Format math time. There are 104 matches, and 8 best third-place teams advance. Does that make safe points the play?
It changes incentives. Accumulating points becomes currency. For hosts, that favors Mexico's path. Beat South Africa, split versus South Korea, Czechia, and you're positioned. The US has less cushion against Turkey's pressing and Australia's structure. So goal difference and game state management matter more.
Where and when are the headliners?
The final is July 19th at MetLife in New Jersey. Semifinal split between AT&T Stadium in Arlington and Mercedes-Benz in Atlanta. Argentina opens June 16th in Kansas City versus Algeria. Brazil-Morocco is June 13th at MetLife. England-Croatia hits Dallas June 17th. And Spain-Uruguay closes Group H in Guadalajara on June 26th.
One unresolved storyline we flagged, Iran. They're listed in Group G with New Zealand, Belgium, and Egypt, with matches in Los Angeles, Seattle, and Vancouver. What should fans read into seeing them on the schedule?
The schedule lists Iran, so FIFA and broadcasters are proceeding as planned. It's still a watch point. Any change would hit ticket holders in those cities, trigger broadcast swaps, and could alter Group G's competitive balance. If you're traveling for those fixtures, monitor official updates closely.
How to watch without guesswork. Fox says all 104 matches are live across Fox and FS1. 70 on Fox, 34 on FS1, with every match in 4K on Fox One and in the Fox Sports app. Spanish language, Telemundo has 92, Universo 12, and every game streams on Peacock and Espanol.
That grid is built for reach. Early marquee matches land on Big Fox, Mexico's opener, USA Paraguay, while late windows lean FS1. The 4K promise on Fox One plus Peacock's full Spanish simulcast covers tech-first viewers and bilingual households. And with $10.5 billion projected ad spend we discussed last week, this lineup lets sponsors target dayparts and language demos precisely.
There's a trade-off. Convenience versus fragmentation. Apps for replays, authentication for 4K, juggling time zones. If you map your platforms now, you won't scramble on match day.
Map your calendar too. Round of 32 runs June 28 to July 3rd. Round of 16 from July 4th to 7. Quarterfinals July 9th to 11. That cadence helps plan travel and viewing parties, especially if you're chasing your team across venues.
On the ground, operations are moving. The FAA published its World Cup Safety Plan framework. Airspace coordination, surge traffic guidance, and transport advisories tied to host cities. That's the backbone for predictable fan movement.
And host cities are competing off the pitch. Team Houston wrapped a trade mission to Germany, Portugal, and the Netherlands, meeting BASF, EDP, and Arcadis, plus stakeholders at DFB, FPF, and KNVB. The goal is straightforward: convert 2026 visibility into longer-term investment in energy, infrastructure, and innovation.
That's where fan experience meets legacy. Cities want full stadiums now, but they're also courting global partners for what comes after. For fans, that can mean upgraded transit, bigger fan zones, and tighter stadium operations, especially in hubs like Houston.
And it signals a pecking order. The cities that mobilize business ties and logistics early tend to deliver smoother match days. Less friction at airports, clearer transit, more reliable in-stadium connectivity. That's where the FAA planning and city diplomacy intersect.
One big thing to watch: Mexico's Group A path. If they beat South Africa and split South Korea-Czechia by late June, LTRI is set up for a stronger knockout seed than the U.S., because Turkey's arrival makes Group D tighter and shrinks the U.S. margin for error.